on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You ask the question.
Hey,
we can't hide.
Make it hot.
It's the hot seat with Kramer and Jess.
It's our least favorite time of the week, everybody. If you've never done a hot seat with us before, Jess, do you want to explain the concept?
Yeah, so basically you get to ask any member of the show any question that you want. Whether if it's like a follow-up, you know, situation about a story that you've heard us talk about, or honestly, maybe just your pure curiosity. If you want some tea, you want to be messy, this is your chance to do so.
Be as messy as you please. The messy seats, we're going to call this. You can call the voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess, and yeah, and let us know what your question is. All right, let's spin the wait, sorry, my computer's going crazy. Let's spin the wheel of names and figure out who is going to be in the hot seat today. And the person is
Jess.
Oh, Jessica Dutra. Perfect.
Hi, my name is Gary from Baltimore.
Hey,
and
Gary.
My hot seat question for Jess is, what's the maddest you've ever been at Kramer?
Oh.
Geez, how much time do we have?
There's only time for one, Jessica Dutra. What's the maddest, and God, we've known each other for how long now, Jess?
I don't know.
11 or 12? Are we at 12 years now or 11?
I'm not sure.
I think we're,
My trauma kind of blocks it out. Okay, let me see.
What's the maddest
that's
you've
tough.
Ever?
Dang, I wish I could prepare for this because like in the spot, it's like hard for, I mean, that's a long time to think through.
Yeah.
It's like been so much that it's kind of like, what is the most fun for air? I don't want to get it too sad.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to like be, can I say?
What's the maddest you've ever been?
Dang.
Or you can pass because obviously, you
what
know.
What can I say?
And by the way, in case you don't know, we do get 3 passes a year. And by the way, no one's passed so far. The new rules also update to say if you don't want to video it or put it on the podcast, you have to pass. So.
I mean, I actually, this is coming to mind, but I don't know if I can say it on the air.
Let's keep see. In mind, one answer can also tear the show apart. So, like, that also is something.
Wait, why?
Well, I'm just saying.
It's about you.
It's not.
I get to say how you hurt me. Why are you turning it how you can get hurt always?
I also get to feel how I get to feel about anyone. I mean, everyone gets to feel how they feel about somebody's answers, right?
Whoa.
That's how the game works.
Literally now. Anytime, I'm actually pissed right now. Like, why?
This is the
how
answer?
Are you making it about you?
I'm just saying, everyone,
right now.
Everyone can
now.
Feel how they feel about someone's answer. You can tell me how I feel about your answer.
I can, you know what? I can, this part, yeah, no, this one really did, like, I was so angry and you hurt my feelings for
okay,
this one.
Here we go.
So this was at our old radio station. At the time, I was not necessarily someone that was on air. I worked a lot behind the scenes and I was on air sometime, but my main job was being on the street team. Mm. So at this time, Kramer was someone that I had to listen to. And he was, basically I considered him a boss at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course too, it's like at that point in my career, I really wanted to be on air. And so a lot of the times I felt like I could not really tell you no, or
sure.
like tell you how I really felt, or like stand up for myself, you
mm-hmm.
know? And in this situation, we had an event. And I remember working it, you know, exactly what I'm going to say.
I can't believe you're still talking about this.
There was,
she was
wait,
so mad at me for
bro,
this. I know.
It's a question.
No, I know exactly where you're going with this.
So I was
she
working
was
an
so
event.
Mad.
I was part of the street team. I was working an event. And this woman came up to the table. And Kramer is, of course, flirting with her at this time. And she walks away. And he was like, go talk to her for me, or go
no.
like pass her this note, whatever, whatever.
No.
And I was like, and I like for 15 minutes, bro, I was like, please don't make me do that. That makes me feel really uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to. And you're like, no, go, go, go. You make me go. I go to her. This chick gives me something like, I don't know. Was it like some sort of like toy her kid had? Like, and that was another element that made
wait,
it super uncomfortable
what?
Too. Cause like she had her kid with her. So she gave, it was like basically like in middle school when you're like passing notes, except I was like literally the vessel and being forced to pass notes between this man and also this strange woman that I didn't know. And it was the whole thing of like, also too, this is like you're recently divorced. You're like, please help me. Like, I'm so nervous. Like, it's hard for me not talking to women. Like, just do this for me. All this kind of crap, right? And so I'm being guilt tripped. I'm uncomfortable. There's like a power dynamic difference here. So I'm going back and forth between Kramer and this said stranger to mine. Later to find out, he was actually dating this girl.
What?
So this was
already?
So the two of them were basically acting like they didn't know each other. So they were like on the side, obviously like, ha ha, hee hee. We're making her go back and forth. And and she thinks that we don't know each other, blah, blah, blah. When in actuality, they had been like hooking up the whole time.
That's whack.
And that pissed me off because I was
so
like, I was hurt because I just felt like embarrassed. I felt used. Like, you guys were like laughing, and there's so many like layers to that. And it really hurt my feelings, and it pissed me off.
It did. She was really upset about this. Well, we were just trying to mess with her because obviously, like, we were like kind of dating, and like we were like, "Oh, she'll have fun with this." She did not have fun with that.
No.
You are still mad about that. That was, y'all, that was literally 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was 11 years ago, and Jess is still mad about that to this day.
Of course.
Yeah. So.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, Gary, thanks for bringing that one back up, because I will never, honestly, I'll never live that one down. A simple little prank, and don't ever prank Jess Dutra, by the way, because
that was
never,
not a simple prank.
It was a simple prank.
It was
pretty simple praying.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.